Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tricia Hernandez, Development Director for South Shore Arts and the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, though today we're talking about South Shore Arts.
We are. Thanks, John. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Yes, we have our big event coming up every year, and this year it's our 26th annual Beaux-Arts Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's June 7th, always the first Friday in June. It's our event that we raise money for our education programming, our Every Kid program in the community. So we're really excited about this year's theme. It is Rocket Man. And so we're going to have a little celebration of the moon landing, a little tribute to Elton John with his biopic coming out in May, and just a lot of fun. As our board members say, it'll be a blast.
It'll be a blast.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah, lots and a great graphics designed for the event by our board member, Judith Mayer of Judith Mayer Creative.
Yes.
She always does a great job. We all select the theme.
Right.
It was a lot easier this year than it was last year.
It came really quickly.
You would think the 25th annual would be super easy something to do. You know, oh, we can do the 25th, this or that. Oh, no. It was just an arduous
task. It was an arduous task. But this year is cool. So I think our invitations are going out today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will be receiving them. But don't let that stop you. If you don't get an invite, just call. We can't possibly know everybody that wants to come or has just heard about the ball. This year, a little different. We're talking about dress to impress. It's usually a black tie event. This year, it is black tie optional. So I think that will give people a reason to even come last minute if they want.
Sure. You have to wear something.
You do.
But you have to dress to impress.
You have to dress to impress. So, and I mean, we want to reiterate that there are so many ways that you can contribute to the ball, and any donation, monetary or auction-wise or having a table, all of that is really, really appreciated. I don't care if it's $25. We'll have our website set up that you can actually go to it, and then go to your donation if you'd like to make one. We also have a website that we're going to be using for all of our auction items, and anybody can bid on those.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year, we were just amazed at people from around the state were bidding on some
right.
of our things.
We already had, what, $13,000 in bids before the event?
Before the event.
Started. And it's $175 to attend.
$175 per person.
But you don't have to attend in order to participate in the auction or, as you said, to donate.
To donate.
The proceeds of the ball go to the Every Kid program that Trish mentioned, which is all of the arts education programs that we provide in schools and at social service agencies or in municipal parks largely for free.
Right.
To the people who receive the services. They don't have to pay a thing. And those programs serve anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 kids a year. So it's really important, that work that we do in the community. And now we're starting our new Teen Arts Board under our education director, Micah Bornstein. He's putting that together. And even our annual Tri-County Junior Senior High School Art Show, has a long name, is a part of the Every Kid program.
Absolutely. And that's opening April 27th. We have an award ceremony on Sunday, May 5th. That's from 1 to 3. Everybody is invited to come. You will be blown away. It is art floor to ceiling. We usually have about 800 and some pieces of art in the gallery. And we have between 33 and 37 schools in our Tri-County area here that participate. So, and it is our 45th year, which is really cool.
It is. And it's one of the shows that people look forward to the most, I think. And we give away close to $10,000 in prizes and scholarship money that people have been donating, some of them for over 3 decades.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people love to give to this show. It's
they
a wonderful
do.
Thing.
And this show is endowed by many people, too, who have a certain prize that they want to carry on.
So there are lots of ways to support South Shore Arts, and it's youth-serving arts education programs right now, giving to the high school show would be one of them. But coming to the Beaux-Arts Ball or bidding on an auction item is a really fun way to do it. You can be in your jammies and
you can
and you can support the arts in your jammies. And we're saying for as to go along with our Rocket Man theme and the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, it's one small step. What is our slogan?
Right. It's one small step for you, one giant leap for the arts.
I like that.
We like
that. Okay, thanks, Trish, for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.